like, you seem to like, you seem to like me.
So if I'm lucky, you simply wouldn't exist without Louis Savvy. Nor, for that matter, would the Louis Savvy phone link on the Midweek Drive Morning Edition. Relax and let your mind expand.
Quite right, too. Without Louis Savvy, no Louis Savvy phone link on the Midweek Drive Morning Edition. Good morning, Louis Savvy. How are you?
I'm all right, Alex. How are you?
Well, we've just introduced the official number one Gary Barlow tribute person. That would be Dan Hadfield, sitting directly opposite me now, to Cy Fido, and he's already thinking about a Lincoln version.
Morning, Louis.
Hey, fantastic.
How are you?
I'm well. Very well.
Good.
Thank you.
We were talking about the dogs and their owners. Thinking, you know,
pardon?
We were on about dogs and their owners and how they sometimes look alike. And would Darth Vader turn up with, or would, you know, you have a Darth Vader dressed dog turn up with Darth?
He'll have a Boston. He'll have a. Yeah. Sure. Because it's got that, it's almost got the face, you know.
Almost.
And it's also a little bit Yoda. It's also,
yes.
You know, the ears are a bit Yoda. So,
very much. You can have a lot of fun with that.
Yeah. And, you know, Vader is, you know, he's obviously conflicted. So,
very much.
You know, perfect dog.
Absolutely.
And these are the kind of genius lines that make Sci-Fi London just stand out. Other film festival play. You pay. I mean, you don't have the Cannes Film Festival having a look-alike canine competition, do you?
Nope.
Canine to Cannes.
Oh, nice.
There's a line there.
Here we are, Alex. You found your vocation for next year.
Ah, well, we're carrying through. Louis, it's all being well. I should be there, certainly for the Sci-Fi event, which, of course, closes, or partly is the closing of the festival. I am gutted beyond words. I can't make the opening party, which I was invited to,
dear.
Which is May the 29th, because it's May the 29th when the Sci-Fi London actually opens, is it not?
It is, yeah, absolutely. We've got The Death of Superman Lives On, which sold out within 24 hours, so sadly there aren't any tickets available for that. And a shorts programme and a party, and we've got a great singer called Shams LaRock coming and playing on the night, and all sorts of other fun goodies. So it's going to be at the moment, it all looks like it's a disaster and hectic, but that's because it's, you know, because it hasn't happened yet.
It's splendidly. I've got no doubt with respect to that, because it's guaranteed to. For that. This is the 15th Sci-Fi London Festival. It's growing from strength to strength and so on. Sue, any questions that you'd like to put to Louis about Sci-Fi London or life and such like?
Well, it must take an awful lot of organising. What's the worst part and the best part about organising an event like this?
The worst part is the same with anything else, really. It's just trying to get some money in. You know, it's always fundraising is always it's just the boring, you know, laborious stuff that has to be done. But the best bit is watching all the films that get submitted. I mean, even if we don't pick them, you know, hundreds and hundreds of films sent every year. And, you know, I started the festival so that I could watch new science fiction films. So that, for me, is just still every year a delight, just to sit back and watch all that stuff. And also, I think, our film challenge as well, because we get films created in a weekend. And this year we had 148 five-minute films made in one weekend. So I get to sit and watch all those as well. So,
just pulled up the Facebook package that we did a year or so ago with your Sci-Fi London guru, Louis Savvy, which, of course, is tagged with Louis Savvy. It's very good from that point of view. It's splendid stuff there, a whole variety of Albert's pieces. Dan, you had a question.
Yeah, I know it might not be strictly classed as sci-fi, but I wonder what you thought of the imminent return of Twin Peaks next year. I'm an avid Peaky myself, and I'm at the big festival again this October, and I just wanted to know what you thought about that.
Well, I loved, you know, I loved the original show.
Yeah.
And I think I've got the same trepidation about anything remade. So I'll give it a chance.
Good.
And hopefully it'll be great.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how he films that.
Yeah.
Because especially with kind of the advancement in digital filming and you know, whether Lynch comes up to date with that or sticks to something a lot more traditional.
Exactly. Like, if he can do what George Miller did recently with Mad Max.
Yeah.
You know, I think it'll be great because, you know, I thought Mad Max was fantastic.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, when you compare the effects and all of the things that we're able to do now, you know, and the stuff we can put on screen, if Lynch, you know, really grasps that,
I think
it'll be interesting anyway.
Absolutely, I can't wait personally.
Is he back on board then, David Lynch?
He is, 18 episodes.
He's now gone back because there was a falling out.
There was,
Showtime
have sorted it with him, 18 episodes next year. Wow.
Hopefully they'll have damn good cherry pie.
I hope so. good hot coffee.
So, a cultural reference, Jessica, we wouldn't expect you to get, but it's okay.
Well said.
Damn good cherry pie. Sci-Fi London, tell us about it, Louis. Are tickets still available? Can people actually sign up for this grand event, which, of course, launches on Friday?
Yep, there's tickets left for a lot of the screenings. We've sold out Super Bob, which is our closing night film. And we've just got confirmation, actually, that Catherine Tate is also coming along to do the Q&A now. So we've moved it to a bigger screen. So tickets are back on sale for that now. And that's Sunday the 7th at
Which is, of course, the day of Sci-Fido. We will be there.
Exactly. So you'll be there. And it's a fabulous film. Maybe it's such a funny movie. Well, and
Pop us down for a couple of tickets, Louis. We'll hopefully be there, or two or three actually, which will be sorted out for that. I'll
talk to you
about that. Of course, Alan Stevens of Fiona will also be doing the stuff and so on. So great stuff there. Jessica, any final questions to Louis about life, the universe? He's very good. I like to refer to him as Uncle Louis in many ways.
He has a nice thing to it, that, isn't it?
Yeah, it does. Uncle Louis. Yeah. Well, you can see in that little photograph there where he's actually Louis Savvy as Blofeld with Ed Wellman and Katie Grimerson. Rachel, that's the
very old.
Where's your cat?
White pussycat optional was her actual line when she said that.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm just wondering, how did you get involved with this?
Somebody told me they didn't like science fiction.
I know.
So,
I
said,
got that from the movie, haven't you? So you showed them.
And I showed them. Yeah, exactly. And I said, no, great. That's not right. That's not right.
And continue to do so, Louis. That's the important thing. Fantastic. Website for Sci-Fi London is, of course...
Yep, scifilondon.com. You'll find all the information, all the links to the bookings and all the other bits of goodies and stuff that are there as well.
So. Ilana Rain is joining us on the Midweek Drive next week, so obviously she'll be sending her best wishes, as indeed will Phil Leonis, both of whom alumni, I like to feel, of the Sci-Fi London thing. Obviously we know Alan Stevens and so on. It's been fantastic as ever. Any questions you'd like to put, Louis, to our Gary Barlow official lookalike person here? That would be Dan Hatfield.
I bet you've thought long and hard about this one, Louis.
Why, I guess. Because
I don't look anything like you.
Well, there you are. That's a perfect answer.
Absolutely. Thank the maker. That's a line from Star Wars, sorry.
A Louis Savvy lookalike competition next year. We'll work on that basis, I'm sure. Louis, it's been fabulous as ever. Take care, have a great sort of time, and we'll speak to you again in the very near future.
Brilliant. Thank you very much. Hope you all get down.
Get under and do all sorts of things. Dan, that brings almost to an end the sequence today for the Midweek Drive Morning Edition. Have you enjoyed your first ever sort of gig with us?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks ever so much for having me, and really appreciate it. Nice to be back. Thanks.
And Sue, happy with yourself? I realised you wanted more traffic and travel and some weather forecasts in there, but you know we had to keep them fairly brief.
So I have no publishable words whatsoever.
Publishable words whatsoever. Jessica, okay from yourself?
Yeah, of course.
Good. We'll speak to you by telephone next week. In
telephone
things. From the Isle of Man. That's assuming she gives us her telephone number. Who knows?
Yeah.
Bridget, have you enjoyed the show?
Yes.
Has your princess from Frozen enjoyed the show? Yes, thank you. I was going to say we were going to go out with some Ennio Morricone. Oh, Lord, she's actually doing it. I have a feeling we should actually wrap up with a Frozen routine, a Frozen number. I don't think Gary Barlow has ever done Let It Go, but, you know, it's obviously...
You didn't Let Me Go, not Let It Go.
It will be one of those things which I think would open up a whole heap of other goodies, etc. Lots of great things coming up on Siren 107.3 FM as the show proceeds. Thanks certainly to Amelia Chambers, Chloe Middleton and Chris Usher from earlier in the production for the Lincolnshire Show, Grand Dr. Robert Holder, Richard Fitzwilliams, Ian Lennox, Philippa Carr, Omar Aliboy, William Sitwell, Louis Savvy and Emma Tinson. I'm obviously waiting for the computer to come up with Let It Go. It seems to sort of have vanished from the actual screen. Unbelievable. Yeah. It looks as though clearly we've been frozen out from Frozen.
Oh.
Never
mind.
Like
me to sing Let It Go.
Go on. For yourself. This could be the start of a whole new career. A one, a two, a three. Bridget, take it away.
The snow goes white on the mountain tonight, not a footprint to be seen. Our kingdom of isolation, and it looks like I'm the queen.
I think that deserves a round of applause.
The wind is howling like this swirling storm inside. Couldn't keep it in. Heaven known as I tried.
Wow.
Ah, beautiful.
Thank you.
The snow glows white on the mountain tonight, not a footprint to be seen. A kingdom of isolation, and it looks like I'm the queen. The wind is howling like this swirling storm inside. Couldn't keep it in, heaven knows I tried. Don't let them in, don't let them see. Be the good girl you always have to be. Conceal, don't feel, don't let them know.